1980s dinner in the southeast suburbs. The 1970s came late to your boundaries. It hit around 1987. The freeways hadn't yet touched your doorstep. There were no takeaway shops within a few hundred milk bars. Pizza wasn't in any hut near us. Your streets were full of hungry kids on bikes ready to throw off their jackets the minute they ambled inside, slamming their front doors shut, waiting for the final run of Countdown. I remember seeing Mum's copy of Unusual Old World and Australian Recipes 1976 tucked into the corner of the couch. I picked it up hopeful there would be something in there for me. But no, 1980s dinner in the southeast suburbs, you let me down. Again. Dinner time had become a wasteland when my taste buds became so unaccustomed to flavour. I became a Chico roll connoisseur. Baked beans were a highlight. Sprinkled cheese on top, sheer luxury. I turned to page 6 and spied the jelly fruit salad supreme glued with full bananas and 9 kinds of syrup, enough to kill many fit mice. I saw my immediate future laid out before me. The purple crochet tops, the pink hula hoop by the swings, the one that smelt like a strawberry Big M, sinewy dim sims, smells that have never entered my nose again. Arguments with my brother over broiled steak dogs covered in tomato sauce, pineapple upside down cake glazed in layers of maraschino cherries, and my neighbour's easy does it coffee bun recipe, sitting on the Formica table way too long with out of date refrigerated biscuits. We'd argue over not who was going to get the biggest serving, but who could successfully pretend they'd eaten it and later sneak in an apple. There was that one famous meal of celery tuna mix that had so many eggs the spoon stayed up straight in it for hours. There were meals of casserole affectionately called muddy stew, 1 can of tomato soup, 1 can of creamed mushroom. And to top it off, a long cool drink of red cordial mixed with milk. No wonder there's never been a food genre made just for you. Remember that pav? So prickly sweet, it would give me a sugary headache. Mum cradling the phone with a mixing bowl hugging her hips, or the motionless tablecloths that began wilting under the thick weight of food. Night after night, sticky fingers ruining conversation. This is how dinners would be until I enjoyed the delicious treats of a Brunswick Street feast or the sun setting on a St Kilda curry. I became a vegetarian in my early teens and haven't looked back. Dearest 1980s dinner in the southeast suburbs, how did you ever find me? And why did you stay as long as you did? Yours in spice, Alicia.